Okay. In the name of Lord Jesus, I share some Bible message with us for this prayer session as a mutual encouragement. Today is Friday, the first week of NYTS, getting to about middle point. We hold a lot of seminars. Basically, we do have several purposes, which is to teach us the biblical knowledge so we can get familiar with the Bible messages. So once we face all different kind of challenges or the temptations, we know the standard guide. We have a guideline in our heart, know how to discern which part we have to listen, but which theory or what kind of the saying actually is a deceitful message we have to decide not to heed to. Second, we come to a seminar to learn how to serve. So that's why we have all different kind of training sections. Not only as a hearer of the word, but we want to be a doer. So we learn the knowledge, then we press it, we make it into our practice in our daily life. So eventually we can really become a servant of God. Number three, we equip ourselves really to have a spiritual life. So our life must be transformed. So we serve not just for temporary. We want to be a servant of God a lifelong. So since our youth, when we are young, we have time, we have zeal, we learn. We equip ourselves and then we will continue in this path of servitude to the end. So this is a spiritual life. It's our faith. We have to keep it going until the end. Because in Ecclesiastes, it tells us many could be have a good beginning, right? From a journey, many one, they run very well in the beginning. But at the end, not many people can finish it. So which one is beautiful, more beautiful? The end, right? So the end, at the end point, we'll decide which one receive a reward, can go into the heaven. So if we look back, you know, the history of NYTS, all the seminars, all the SSC, we don't know how many percentage remain in the church, but at least about the youth, we see quite a lot of the percentage. They are no longer serving in the church. They may still attach to the church, but they may just show up in the service on Sabbath or even on spiritual communication once in a while. They may just be busy in their daily life, or they turn out to doubt about what we believe seems from early days. So we take pictures every seminar, right? You know, in this age, if you start to attend SSC from your E2 class, then how many pictures can you accumulate? A lot. You can go back to check your previous photos to see how many friends you know. Now they are still remain in the church with the same heart to serve. So it's quite sad because I heard, I talked to a brother a couple of weeks ago. He used to be a very zeal and very fervent brother in the church. He brought a lot of truth seekers come to church to listen the seminar, even all the different kind of the spiritual communication. But end up, he told me he doesn't believe God anymore. He doesn't believe TJC. Even though he know what we are believing, we believe the 10 dust base doctrine. But he said, it's just a cultural activity. This is an end product of the cultural things only. It's not real. Because he said, where is God? How do you prove God exists? Or just your thought only. I just wonder, how come a kid grow up in TJC, receive all kinds of the seminars, but end up to be like this? And he is not the only person who turned away and said, there is no God. The case we know, they all receive Holy Spirit. They grow up in the church. Yeah. But so we have to think about something not right in our training. See how many of us attended SSC so many times, right? I believe if you continue to serve in the church, just like a preacher, we attend so many seminars. What makes the seminar become an effective way to cultivate a personal faith, which is prayer? So the seminar actually wants to teach us how to establish a life of prayer. I believe this brother, or those the cases we know, they actually don't have a life of prayer. They come to church, they attend a seminar, then pray. They pray in morning, noon, and afternoon. But at home, they don't. So their life, their spiritual life, just like a incidental, because of something happened around the environment, and they come, they join the prayer section. But once they go home, they live in their own lifestyle. They don't accommodate this kind of the custom in during these days as part of their life. So that's why, and also this is one of the reasons why the SSC students, they behave quite well in the church. But after they go home for a while, then they return back their own style. The parents just observe it and they report, yes, they are good for a while, but maybe 1 month, 2 months, they become the same. What happened? Why we become just like Israelites, stubborn, and then our neck is so hardened, right? We cannot change it. We insist in our own way. We may just like a wild horse or mule, right? Just what preacher said in one of the prayer section. Don't be like that. We have to change. So, what is your NYTS goal? Have you ever went through in the first day, the first night of ice break? We share about our goal, right? We came in with different goals. We have our objective want to reach, right? Just like climbing the spiritual mountain, we want to get to the top. But on the top, you may want to see something. Or you want to get closer to God. So What I can think about the goal is, someone said they want to get closer to God, meaning they want to establish a good relationship with God. Okay, it's probably this is a common goal. Everyone about if you don't prepare yourself, then you come to the iceberg and then you just say, I want to get closer to God. And we know this kind of not you don't specify what you want to reach, then this is a common goal. Yes, that's good. Right? Someone come in to get spiritual wisdom. So we could be a wiser. We receive the wisdom of God, right? So with wisdom we can break through a lot of the barriers in our life. We want to be a wise. Someone may say they want to come to learn more about the Word of God. So we prepare ourselves, just like we attend all the classes. We want to learn the knowledge, right? It's good. That's why the preacher prepare all of the lectures, classes, material for us to learn. Some come to the seminar at NYTS to pursue God's guidance for their future, either their study or their career, right? Or someone may come in to find a guidance or the teaching about how to build a relationship. Okay? We have all different kind of issues in our life. Okay? This may be one of our goals. And in order to find a guidance, to be a wise man, we want to be successful in this path of journey. We want to be competitive to the society. We want to be so-called successful in our future. Some may come in to just want to increase faith or to build the spiritual bond with friends. So we find spiritual companions. All these are good goals, actually. If we can reach it, then it's good. But if we cannot establish a life of prayer, just like Daniel, he manifests his life in Book of Daniel, chapter 6, then all this goal could be just a temporary. In order to really get the goal, really work on the journey from the beginning to the end, we have to every day pray and give thanks before the Lord, as is our custom since these days. Let's turn to this verse, Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6. Actually, all the goal we may have, we can find out in the book of Daniel. Daniel, he is a righteous man. He is successful. He, inside, he has a good spirit. He is a great beloved man. Let's read verse 10. Chapter 6, verse 10. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home and in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he kneeled down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. So Daniel was described in chapter 9 and chapter 10 3 times as a great beloved person. Read chapter 9, verse 23. Chapter 9, 9:23, at the beginning of your supplications, the command went out, and I have come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore, consider the matter and understand the vision. In chapter 10, verse 10, suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. 11. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you, and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. You can continue to do it, verse 19, but we don't want to repeat it. Daniel, he is a greatly beloved by God. How we know he has wisdom? He was successful. During the chapter 6, we can see he actually is so faithful. The king actually want put him into the top position as a prime minister to oversee the entire empire. And how many visions or dreams, revelation God give to him? We can see he really a pattern for us to learn. He is the pattern. In the ancient time, his life is so godly. Sometimes we don't know how to define so-called godliness. We look back in the scripture and look at the life of Daniel, we know what is so-called godliness. So he was given a lot of revelation. He knows the word of God. He knows the future. But we can see, we can learn from him, right? But if we all the chapters, verse by verse, we study the scripture in depth, and we know all the historical background or everything. But if we don't learn how he prayed, and the life he set up in his life, the life of prayer, then all these knowledges just become temporary. You will forget it. You will forget maybe not many years later. Yesterday I have a PMBB class. We're talking about the First Corinthians, right? First Corinthians. And for this PMBB class, I believe you learned the First Corinthians before. Yes, according to the curriculum. But once I ask, have you studied this chapter? You can observe on their face. Seems not. We don't know. Not any memories about we have learned this book before. So it tells a truth. The knowledge cannot endure long. Yes, we learn 1 Corinthians, Daniel, Jeremiah, every scriptures. But if we don't use it, then eventually you just forget it. It's the nature because we have short memory. We are not computer. We cannot remember forever, right? But if in the seminar we really learn how to establish this life of prayer, then all we have learned can be continued to the end. Because through the prayer, we just like Daniel here, he said, he become greatly beloved by God. God come send his messenger to touch him. So when he was weak, the angel came to touch him, give him strength. So he can stand again and upright it. Right? He received the power. He received wisdom. He really became so obedient to God's commandment. So we can see in chapter 6, he actually used the prayer to open up his day every single day. Every single day. In Daniel, we can see in chapter 6, at that time, he was old already, almost 90 years old. But he continued in this pattern since his early age. So when he was a teenager, he already purposed in his heart. So no matter what kind of difficulty or challenge came, he knows the secret, pray. So as his friend pray together, God revealed the secret to him, right? The kings know, or the others know, if someone cannot interpret the secret, call Daniel, and then you will find the answer. And all, you know, what he said fulfilled. You can see how powerful the person is, right? So, in the chapter 6, verse 10, every day he pray. With prayer, he opened up his days. In the Bible, we can see so many people. In the Bible, we can see if he is a pattern for us to learn, we can really follow their steps, learn from their faith. The person must start the day with prayer. Look at Abraham. Let's turn to Genesis 19. Genesis 19. This is the common characteristic of a saint. They do the same thing, actually. Genesis chapter 19, verse 27. Abraham get up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. Early morning, he went to the same spot where he met the Lord before, where he interceded for the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. Because in that place, he met the Lord. Early morning, he came there to do the same thing. He observed it, and then he found out, yes, what God told him fulfilled. This is the place he wanted to visit again. This is how Abraham, he showed us how he spent the morning, early morning, to pray, to meet God first, in his first thing to do. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 5. Psalm chapter 5. Psalm 5, verse 3. My voice shall you hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct my prayer to you and will look up. David, a king after the heart of God, he proclaimed, you will hear me in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct my prayer to you and I will look up. Morning, he looked at the Lord. You know, ask for his guidance to open up the day. Let's turn to Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1. We in this theme of NYTS, imitating Jesus, how our Lord Jesus, in his busy life, how he spent his time. Mark chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 35. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there pray. Lord Jesus, in the early morning, he went to find a quiet place and pray. So, in these 2 weeks, every day, how many hours, how many minutes we pray, you can count it yourself. Because if you attend all the prayer session, in the morning, we probably pray half hour. In the noon, fasting prayer. In the dinner time, in the afternoon prayer session, right? Another half hour. Then dinner prayer, then evening prayer, more than 2 hours a day. Can we repeat it at home? Or can we establish this kind of custom? 2 weeks, every morning, the first thing you do is pray, right? So, if you are the oldest child at home, please set a good example for your sibling, your younger brothers and sisters to follow. If you are the beloved child at home, use this kind of custom to influence your parents to start this a new pattern of life. This is called a godly lifestyle. We pray. Always use prayer to start your day. Before you go to school, go to work, do everything, pray first. If we can establish this kind of life, I don't believe that the youth end up where say there is no God. I don't believe the Bible. I don't trust anyone except myself. No, we will definitely become a warrior of the gospel. Okay, so this prayer, let's make this determination. Try to think about what we want to establish in our daily life. Because in this age, if we can really build up this kind of the lifestyle, it will benefit us a whole life long. Through prayer, all things are possible. God can change everything beyond your explanation. That's what we believe. And this is also the teaching from Apostle Paul. God will give us abundant grace beyond our explanation. Yeah, beyond what we ask. Do we believe? Yes, we believe. But we want to put it into practice. Hopefully, these 2 weeks of training can really help us to build this life of prayer. Every morning, you pray. At the end of the day, you pray. When we count everything, we pray. Exactly the same time, the same place, the same attitude. This is how Daniel, he established the pattern of life. Let's follow, and then let's start to do it. Okay? Let's all come forward and pray together.